Welcome back to The Wise Man's Page, the daily podcast where we read Patrick Rothfuss's The Wise Man's Fear page by page. This is page 82. He turned and began climbing the stairs again. Then you should value my sage advice, shouldn't you? But if you're teaching other students, why not me? Because you are too eager to be properly patient, he said flippantly. You're too proud to listen properly, and you're too clever by half. That's the worst of it. Some masters prefer clever students, I muttered as we emerged into a wide hallway. Yes, Eladin said. Dahl and Kilvin and Arwill like clever students. Go study with one of them. Both our lives will be considerably easier because of it. But Eladin came to an abrupt halt in the middle of the hallway. Fine, he said. Prove you're worth teaching. Shake my assumptions down to their foundation stones. He patted at his robes dramatically, as if looking for something lost in a pocket. Much to my dismay, I find myself without a way to get past this door. He rapped it with a knuckle. What do you do in this situation, Relar Kvothe? I smiled, despite my general irritation. He couldn't have picked a challenge more perfectly suited to my talents. I pulled a long, slender piece of spring steel out of a pocket in my cloak, and then knelt in front of the door and eyed the keyhole. The lock was substantial, made to last. But while large, heavy locks look impressive, they're actually easier to circumvent if they're well maintained. This one was. It took me the space of 3 slow breaths to trip it with a satisfying k-tick. I stood up, brushed off my knees, and swung the door inward with a flourish. For his part, Eladin did seem somewhat impressed. His eyebrows went up as the door swung open. Clever, he said as he walked inside. I followed on his heels. I'd never really wondered what Eladin's rooms were like, but if I'd guessed it, it wouldn't have been anything resembling this. They were huge and lavish, with high ceilings and thick roofs. Old wood paneled the walls, and tall windows let in the early morning light. There were oil paintings and massive pieces of ancient wooden furniture. It was bizarrely ordinary. Eladin moved quickly through the entryway, through a tasteful sitting room, then into the bedroom. Call it a bed chamber, rather. It was huge, with a 4-post bed as big as a boat. Eladin threw open a wardrobe and started removing several long, dark robes similar to the one he was wearing. That's the page. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Jordana.
I'm Nick.
Man, rereading this after knowing what he's doing is great.
Oh, yeah, it's so good. And it made me look back on the previous page to check the blocking, which is something I rarely pay attention to in books because it is usually just business. I find the blocking of a scene rarely matters, but it's important to note that Hem was leaving. Hem was coming down the stairs as they were going up. So Eladin can be assured that Hem has left the building. They're not going to bump into him again.
Well, I think it's because I don't think Eladin went in there initially to burn Hem's clothing. I think he decided that it was a good idea when Hem decided to be a jerk.
Oh, totally. He's totally getting back at Hem.
Both with me. He was just a jerk. Why not try this?
Exactly. And he is teaching Kvothe a lesson. He has already begun teaching Kvothe. When he says clever to Kvothe after he opens the door, he's not saying, oh, that was clever. He's
saying you're too clever by half.
Exactly. Like, this is such a good example. You had a lockpick ready, and without asking, you know, whose room is this? Why are we breaking into it? Which he will say explicitly on the next page. He just popped it right open. He's exactly proving Eladin's point.
Yes. Well, and also
there are hints for Kvothe as to that this not being Eladin's room. Like, he's surprised at what it looks like and yet says nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And if Kvothe was paying attention, then he hears Eladin say clever, and Eladin told him not 4 sentences ago, Dahl and Kilvin and Arwill like clever students, but I don't want a clever student. So he might twig that, oh, if he's calling me clever, he probably doesn't mean it as a compliment. I wonder what he actually means. But he doesn't, because he's too busy proving how clever he is.
Mm-hmm. Which is one of the reasons that I find this character palatable, because his greatest strengths are also his greatest weaknesses. It's great stuff. It's perfect.
He's very human.
Yeah.
Yes. He is very human. Eladin, when he says, you're too eager to be patient, you're too proud to listen properly, you're too clever by half, he might as well be giving Yoda speech from Empire Strikes Back. You know, you know, oh, never his mind on where he was, what he was doing. It's the same kind of thing. Like, I can't teach you because you won't be taught, right? You're not in the right frame of mind to be taught.
Exactly. I think that this is also perhaps a bit of a commentary on how students are conditioned in our world to relate to their teachers, where they expect at any time that they are to be unconditionally respected, and that when it's time to be taught, everything coming out of their mouth is valuable, which is perhaps, Jeremy, why we end up with this, can I go to the bathroom, may I go to the bathroom thing in the real world.
No, I think that's teachers just, you know, having an ounce of power and using it to torment people.
When we grew up and went to school, there were certain teachers who would hurt the children any way they could.
That's correct, yes.
Outpouring their derision upon everything we did, exposing every weakness, however carefully hidden by the kid.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
We don't need any education whatsoever.
Thank you.
You guys are doing the song.
Thank you for not doing the double negative.
Well, I was well educated
by a pedant teacher. You see, Jeremy, it all pays off. But yeah, this is such a great example of Kvothe's tragic flaw encompassed on a page. It's such a great highlighting of this relationship. And it's such a great moment of Elladin almost seeing him in a new light, almost thinking better of it and starting to teach him, and then giving him a test that he abjectly fails. It's great stuff.
Now, I just want to put it out there, because I didn't know what you guys were talking about for the first 5 minutes of this podcast. This isn't Elladin's room, it's Hem's room, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Because unlike you two, I didn't remember that. So it's just like, oh, Elladin's room is weird. I wonder what that's all about.
Oh, Jeremy.
Not his. And of course it's lavish. Like, it makes perfect sense that Hem's room would be lavish.
Especially if he is, as we have been speculating, a classist social climber.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Although, because we know so little about Elladin, it's not totally out of character for him to have tasteful, nicely appointed rooms. It's a surprise, certainly, but it's not such a surprise that we immediately clue into that something is terribly wrong.
Mm-hmm. But it is. It does raise one's eyebrows a bit.
Yeah. Very true. All right. Are we done for the page then?
I am.
Yep, me too.
Move on to the next one then. I've been Nick.
I'm always Jordana.
I'm Jeremy, and we are
Page
of
the
Wind.